First of all, go ahead and introduce yourselves this morning, ladies.
Well, good morning. I'm Sue Ellen. I'm the Executive Director of Healing Hearts and Families.
I am Cynthia Heumann, and I am a rural advocate.
Okay.
I'm just Shona.
And just Shona hanging out. Hanging out over there. Well, pairing with, or partnering with, I should say, with Kincaidor Brewing Company and Broken Bow this year. And that a great place to drop off donations. And let's talk about some of the items that we're collecting for the holidays.
Okay, we are working with Kincaidors on collecting toys for kids.
Okay.
And also canned, non-perishable food. I mean, it can be like microwave popcorn, you know, boxed meals, whatever. And we also are doing snacks, like boxes of little crackers or little cookies.
Individual wrapped.
Yeah, individually wrapped, things like that. Partly because we use those when we have to put somebody into shelter. They maybe don't have any food, or maybe we're getting them out of the area, and those are something easy to throw in a bag and take with them and not have the big bulky stuff that they have to transport.
Sure. And we all know how kids can be kids too, and it's only eating certain things. So the mac and cheese, the things of that nature, I mean, come in huge.
Exactly. Well, and imagine yourself leaving your home without any notice. You know, it's tough enough when you're moving from one place to a new home or a new community, but to just get uprooted immediately without any warning, any time to pack your favorite teddy bear, to pack your favorite doll, your blanket, whatever, and then you're put in a strange place, nobody you know. Mm-hmm. You can tell your mom and or dad are scared, they're frustrated, they're hurt, they're angry. And so this is one way we can kind of give them that item to hold on to. I know one of my advocates went on a interview with some kids, and the one little child held on to the teddy bear that we gave them because it gave them that sense of security.
Sure.
Somebody loves me, something I can love, something that's not going to leave me. So that's what we try to do to make this traumatic time a little less traumatic. It'll always be traumatic.
Sure.
We want to help them as best we can, because 1 in 4 children witness domestic violence in their home.
And we know how that can, you know, shape and fold the youthful mind and when they grow up with those traumatic experiences in the past. So you guys do an amazing job trying to help in these situations. As you said, kind of ease what already is going to be a very difficult time. So again, teaming up with Kincaidor Brewing Company here in Broken Bow, that is one of the places, the main place to drop off those donations. You kind of mentioned the toys, the individually wrapped snacks, the canned foods, non-perishable items, things like that. And also they might receive a special little treat. Is that correct there, Shona?
Yeah, when you walk in the door, we have a big box set up, and bring something, and Kincaidor will buy you a beer.
Awesome.
So come on out and have a beer and help a good cause.
Yes, it is. It's an excellent cause. So is there per se a deadline on this? Is this before Christmas into January? How long are we collecting these items?
Well, we're going to be open Christmas Eve day from noon to 4, the tap room. Would like to get as many donations as we can as far as the toys, so I can get it to the ladies. But we'll definitely take donations up until the first of the year, so we can get as much as we can to help them out.
Okay, perfect. So everybody in central Nebraska, calling everybody Custer County and surrounding areas, make that trip up to Kincaidor, drop off those donations to Healing Hearts and Families, who does so much for this community and surrounding communities as well.
We cover 7,000 square miles, so yeah. It's quite an area.
That's what I was going to say. Something to point out. It's not just Broken Bow, per se, for our listeners out in Sergeant Taylor and surrounding areas, south, north, east, west.
Well, in this last year, we've worked with 109 unduplicated. So this is individuals that have come into us, but we've provided almost 2,000 contact services, whether it be putting them into shelter, helping them with legal services, medical services, getting a job, clothing, food, whatever. And then we have provided 34 nights of shelter. And so that's so they can get away from their abuser and be able to stay in a safe place. And we've had 53 individuals who have come to the support group, which we have every other Tuesday at Our Savior Lutheran from 7 to 9. And we've had 677 adult therapy sessions. But then we've also had 19 children and youth who have taken advantage of therapy sessions. So, you know, we like to think, oh, we're in a wonderful rural USA, which I love this area. I have no qualms about it. But it does happen here.
Yeah.
And people don't like to admit that this happens here. It only happens in the big cities. But that's why it's so easily overlooked here, because we think it only happens in the larger cities, but it actually happens in your smaller communities too. And in rural USA, and I think both of you ladies can attest to this, we're more isolated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cynthia made the comment, we cover 7,000 square miles. Well, how many times are there people out in the country that are 10, 12 miles from somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for things to happen. And we're very proud. And so we like to sweep it under the rug and know everything's fine. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Well, we're here. And all of our services are kept confidential. You can call in. We have a crisis line, 1-800-942-4040. All calls are kept confidential. Just call in. We will answer your questions. We'll give you the support. We'll give you the guidance. And if you need shelter, we'll provide that. If you need to get out, we'll help you with that. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody, I mean absolutely nobody, needs to be treated without dignity and respect. That is my bottom line. That should be everybody's bottom line.
Well, and I think you brought up a great point that you might just imagine that it is a big city problem, but in fact, it's almost more difficult in rural America than it would be the big city, where people just kind of walk by each other without not giving each other a glance. Well, in smaller towns, it's everybody knows everybody, mm-hmm. so you're worried about this and what our neighbors might think, or if we do leave or if we disappear, what are people going to say? And that can't be the gray area where you're not willing to cross into it. So if anybody does have questions, again, Sue Ellen, what's the number or best way to get a hold of you guys?
Okay, our office number is 308-872-2420. We have a local crisis line, 308-872-5988. And our 800 number is 1-800-942-4040. We have an office that's located on...
it's across from Nebraska State Bank.
That's what I was going to say. I was sitting there and I'm like, you know, I'm not sure which avenue that is.
Yeah, no, it's just like all of a sudden I haven't had coffee yet, so I apologize. Yeah, it's right across from Nebraska State Bank, or where the old Harmony Hut used to be.
Okay.
And we also have some advocates that work behind Prairie Eye Care in our old office and across from the post office, but they also do diversion, so they're not always in the office.
Okay.
Somebody's usually in ours.
But the phone line is manned 7 days a week.
Okay,
hours.
Perfect. So those numbers are a great way to call in. And if you maybe are in the area and wanting to stop by, that's a great way and a great place to do so, just across from Nebraska State Bank.
Right.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody, because if it weren't for the community support we received, we would not be able to fulfill all the needs of those that we serve. You know, whether it be monetary donations, these drives for toys, food, and et cetera, whatever, if it weren't for that, some of these individuals would not have all their needs met, because the funding we receive from grants and et cetera go for all the administrative costs and the basic costs that way. And then we have some for services for the clients, but there isn't always a lot.
Sure.
And so I cannot thank everybody enough, and especially this time of year, because until you've been able to give somebody the presence that they didn't think they would have for their family, for their children, and you get to be Santa Claus, it's probably one of the most heartwarming things that you can do.
Well, I thought you shared an awesome story earlier with the girl and the teddy bear. You know, you might give yourself a pat on the back if you're donating blood out there and thinking that goes on to save somebody. But what these donations do right here in our own central Nebraska, in our own neck of the woods, and really helping somebody, I think you guys do an amazing job. So this big toy drive, kind of the non-perishable food items, the snack foods, taking those donations pretty much into the new year at Kincaidor in Broken Bow.
And they can drop them off at your office too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But if you drop them off our office, you won't get necessarily that nice reward.
I was going to say,
you don't get a treat.
That's a pretty good incentive. So
you'll get a friendly smile and a thank you, but we don't offer any beverages.
Well,
sorry.
I'm thinking people need to come out today because we're doing a beer and cookie pairing.
Okay.
You could do your beer and cookie pairing, and then on the side, I would buy you another beer. So come on out to Kinkaider, and let's help this great organization. And I come from an abusive relationship years ago, and I just, my heart goes out to these people, especially this time of year. And when I was trying to decide what we could do as Kinkaider to help the community, Healing Hearts and Families was the first thing that came to my mind. And so I really, really want to help these ladies, you know, stock up on their stuff, and let's help these families, because, you know, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And these ladies are here to help. And, I hope Jessica is listening, because she would not come talk on the radio today. So
yeah,
Jessica,
Jessica is another worker of mine, and she does a fantastic job. And there are a lot of things she will do, but there are just certain things that are not in her forte.
A microphone is not one of those.
She's not comfortable.
All right, and a hat.
Well, certainly, thanks for all you guys do. Thanks for coming on this morning. Healing Hearts and Families, awesome organization here in Central Nebraska. This is the time to help them out. Drop those donations off at Kinkaider. One more time, Sue Ellen, what are those numbers? Best way to get a hold of you guys?
Okay, the office number is 308-872-2420. We have a local crisis line, which is 872-5988, or the 800 number is 1-800-492-4040. All of a sudden, I went blank.
4040.
Yeah.
All right.
942-4040, yeah.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks for coming on this morning, ladies, and have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everybody.